We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now, my good buddy, one of the greats, New York Daily News, the preeminent baseball writer that he is, wrote a great article on one of my favorite players, Bryce Harper, and my favorite team, the Nationals. God bless them that they are playing like they are, even though they came back from 9-0 last night to win. I mean, it does give me a little bit of a sense of put a smile on my face, as bad as the Mets are, that the Nationals are, you know, the disaster that they are. Great, the great franchises that have never won a thing in their life. John Harper. Hi, John. How are you?
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Oh,
you're full of optimism today, I can tell.
Oh, my God. Yeah, seriously, let's before we get to Harper and him playing first base, because he's, you know, he's so worried about his team, he's worried about playing for the Yankees next year, all right, and getting all his money. What makes me think, John, seriously, here as we approach the trade deadline, all right, with the Mets in the outhouse as they usually are, all right, what makes me think that whatever pitcher they trade, that I'm going to, let's say they trade DeGrom. What makes me think that they're going to get back the prospects that are going to change this franchise into a consistent winner for the next 10 years? Do I think that's happening? No, it's not going to happen. You know, well, that's not happening.
Yeah,
and everybody wants to trade. Let's trade them. Got to trade them. Got to trade them. Right,
well, I've been writing. I think they should trade Syndergaard. I wouldn't trade DeGrom. I think he's at a level where he's untouchable.
Okay.
I think that kind of that loose limb delivery it is, I think he'll pitch well into his mid-30s. But tell me this. Look, I know what you're going to say. Go sign Machado, and I'm all for that.
Of course.
Really, what are the chances, Joe? So if you're not doing that, how are you getting better if you don't make a trade like that? Because they have nothing coming in the next year.
Well, first of all,
prospects.
First of all, it would be nice if Syndergaard pitched. I think he's hanging on.
Well,
I think he's on the same island that Yoenis is on. Okay?
That would help. That would help.
I mean, I know he's pitching for the Cyclones this weekend. Let me see him pitch for the Mets next weekend, and I'll believe it when he's out there. But I mean, even first of all,
let me say this: you do have different guys in there making these calls. Sandy Alderson is tended to be more conservative in these situations.
But John, who's making that call? They got three guys. Who's making it? Which one of these guys is making it?
Well, I think. Ultimately, Jeff Wilpon's got to sign off on it anyway.
Of course,
but look, I do think these guys have worked well together, and anything they've done before they've had to take it to ownership anyway. I do think there are trades out there. I wrote about it Sunday that you could make for Syndergaard, where you could get legitimate position player prospects who are major league ready that could really help this team. That's what they need. Look at what the Braves and the Phillies and teams like that, and even the Yankees have. That's the way this game is going, trending younger all the time. The Mets don't have that. I think that's their only shot if they're going to try and win in the next 2 years here.
I understand that, John. But I got no confidence.
You don't have any confidence.
No, why would I? I mean, we could go back to the Tom Seaver trade. How'd that go? What?
You want them to go outside and get a new GM? Would you rather do that? Go outside the organization?
Yes. Oh, definitely. I definitely want to go outside of the organization for a new general manager.
Well, that might happen. I mean, that's what they're saying kind of privately, that they're going to look at that. I don't know. I mean, their tendency has been to stay within what's comfortable. Mm-hmm. So I got to see it to believe it. But they're saying they're going to do a search at the end of the year, so we'll see.
Well, look, that's what I would like to see. Look, the real thing I'd like to see is the Wilpons sell the team. I mean, if you really had that, to me, that's the biggest problem they have is that.
Right. That's not happening.
Well, I know, and it's a joke. I mean, it kills me to think, how many years do we have to be in this position, John? It's always salary dump time at the trade deadline.
Joe, the shame of it is, look, 3 years ago, they're in the World Series. It looked like they had something that was built to last.
It did.
But it was all built around young pitching. And the problem is, I was the first to say it. Obviously, you feel bad for Sandy Alderson with what he's going through now. But he was brought in to build the farm system and build a development system that would last. And that's where he failed. They haven't got enough out of the drafts over the years. No depth in the system. That's what's killed them. This team was in a position where they should have had a nice run here. At least a 5 or 6 year window, and it all came crumbling down, and teams like the Braves and Phillies have gone flying by him.
Flying by him. No, that, absolutely. Let me ask you a couple. What happened to Conforto? Is this a situation where the injury, you know, it's just taking a longer time for him to come back? Maybe it's going to take him a full year? Or is this guy, you know, this is what he's going to be now?
Well, you know, it's really hard to say. I love the guy. Everybody that's seen him loves the guy. Keith Hernandez fell in love with him the first time he saw him swing. He's got that. You would think he just looks like, and last year, he made the All-Star team. He looked like he was going to reach that level we all thought. Then the injury, I have to believe this is in some way related. He seems to think that all the work, you know, these guys get so attuned to being in their routines and the work they do in the off season. I can't believe it's really all about that, but there has to be some reason for it. He's better than this. I still think he's going to be a big-time player, but he has shown tendencies to kind of have ups and downs that you do have to wonder about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, he's had a real down this year. We're talking to John Harper of the Daily News. Does a great job covering baseball, no question about that. What could they get for Wheeler? Let's say they trade, because obviously, and of course, Wheeler looks like he's starting to find it now, and of course, when they trade him, he'll become a superstar. But but what can they get for Wheeler, John?
Well, that's where I disagree with this idea that now maybe they're looking at Mats and Wheeler to trade. I don't think you can get difference makers for Mats or Wheeler. Their teams are going to be wary of those guys because of what you said. They're inconsistent in the past. And their injury history.
Right, right.
And I think they're reaching a level now, though, where you can trust them on sort of the, you know, the mid to back end of your rotation. That's why, to me, Syndergaard makes more sense, because I think you can get difference makers. That's what this organization needs, is a couple of young difference makers. So I would hold on to Mats and Wheeler and hope that they can give you, you know, you can have a rotation even if you did trade Syndergaard.
All right, so what would they get? So let's say they could trade Syndergaard. First of all, where would they trade him, and what are they getting back for him? What would we be looking at here?
Yeah, on Sunday I did something where I had four different trades for Syndergaard last Sunday in the Daily News, and the team that seems to be really most interested in him, from what I'm hearing, are the Brewers. And I got the prospects, and I don't have them in front of me, but there's a second baseman that's considered a big time hitter. Hiura, I think, is his last name. You could get him. You could get a pitcher. They have a couple of pitchers that are close to major league ready. You get at least one of those who's considered, you know, number two, number three type starter. Should be ready by next year sometime. There's another. There's a speedy outfielder, and you know, obviously the Mets need speed. I forgot. I think his last name is Ray. And so that's the foundation of a package where you get two position players that are going to get you potentially change kind of the way you build your offense. So that's one. I had the Dodgers, the Braves, and the Yankees. Your favorite idea, trading them to the Yankees, is the other. Only because, and I know that I don't think the Mets would ever do it, but the Yankees are the best matchup in terms of prospects because we know how deep they are.
Well, look, I have no problem trading with the Yankees. I mean, I you know, I really don't.
Are you sending Syndergaard over there for Frazier and Duhar and Sheffield and Tyler Wade?
Done. If you're telling me I'm getting Andujar, Frazier, who else is Sheffield and Tyler Wade, I would rather have Tyler Austin than Tyler Wade. Me.
Okay, you can probably do that.
Okay. I'm doing that trade. Done.
Yeah, but the Yankees probably look at that as the price they would pay for DeGrom. I don't know if they pay it for Syndergaard.
Okay, so, yeah, right. For DeGrom, that's probably, you know, Andujar. Because to me, any trade for DeGrom, Andujar has to be in it. Or Sanchez, because the Yankee fans can't wait to get rid of him. So if you want to do that, you know, we'll take Sanchez instead of Andujar. But, you know, but obviously it's got to be one of those guys in Frazier for sure. But, okay, yeah. But you're right. You're probably not getting that for Syndergaard. What do you get? Syndergaard still.
Will you take Drury if they substitute Drury for Andujar?
I got to get Frazier. I'm getting Frazier, right?
Yeah, Drury, Frazier, Sheffield, and
Tyler
Boston
Austin.
Yeah.
Maybe. I think I'd probably do that. Yeah, because for Drury, he's only 25 years old. He could play second base, right? Immediately.
Yeah.
Because you're going to trade it. Right. Yeah. They're going to trade his Drubal. So you could put him right at second base, okay? No, I would do that. I would do that.
Well, you get
Frazier.
You get,
Frazier
get
to me goes right
Cashman.
Into the starting lineup. Frazier immediately into the starting lineup.
Yeah, I mean, he's got that bat speed. He's very attractive, no doubt about it. I mean, they don't really need outfielders as much as they need infielders. But the more, if you get these type of players, then you can deal from strength and maybe trade. You know, I wouldn't want to trade Conforto, but maybe he's going to be to the point where you can trade him in the offseason.
Why do I want to trade Nimmo? Maybe Nimmo's better than Conforto. Maybe he is.
No, maybe he is. I'm just saying, but you're going to get to the point. If you, I mean, you got to believe Sester is going to be back at some point.
Is he? You sure about that? I think, here's what I think. David Wright back before Cespedes. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a prop bet in Vegas right now, Joe.
Or at Monmouth Park. You could do it there, too.
Well, that's true, too, yeah. That's true, too. It is a shame because this is exactly what the Mets feared with Cespedes if they gave him a long-term deal. And I hate to question a guy's injury, but...
Come on.
You know, Alderson himself, it was a month ago, said they thought they started, you know, they had the... They're thinking it's starting to be a chronic thing. And if it's chronic, you have to deal with some level of discomfort. And then you had Cespedes come out, about 3 weeks ago when he played in Trenton and say, well, I don't know if it's not going to make any difference when I come back anyway. That's the last thing you want to hear.
Unbelievable.
Your superstar. So
unbelievable.
This is what the Mets worry about, and now they got two more years of him.
Shouldn't Jeff Wilpon, if I'm Jeff Wilpon, okay, I'm the owner of this team, I'm paying this guy $30 million a year. Don't I have to, in my best interest, don't I have to get on a plane, and I don't know where Cespedes is. Maybe he's in Bali. I have no idea. Get on a plane and go where he is, and because maybe you can't get there. Wherever he is, maybe you can't get there from here. I don't know. Maybe you can't. But get on a plane and get in this guy's face, John, and say, hey, Yoenis, what the hell is the deal? If I'm the owner of this team, that's what I would be. I would be there now. Shouldn't he be doing that?
I think so. But hey, let's not forget, though, Joe. I screamed that they had to sign, and you screamed that they had to sign.
No, I wanted him. But now, yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, what are we doing here?
I know.
And watch, he won't play all year. He won't.
I know. And not that you could trade him, but they did give him, and they gave him that no-trade clause.
Of course.
Because, because the Astros, I wrote about this a few weeks ago. It turned out the Astros, it wasn't really written at the time. The Astros were really aggressive. They wanted him. And the Mets had to give him the no-trade clause, basically, to keep him. Imagine if he'd gone to the Astros.
Unbelievable. Talking to the great John Harper. All right, let's go to the others. Let's go from the outhouse now to the penthouse, John. And what pitcher do you think the Yankees will get at the deadline?
I think it's going to be Hap. He makes a lot of sense. And I think the Yankees feel comfortable with him. They've seen a lot of him in the division. I think they feel like a lefty would match up well against the Red Sox. The Red Sox have had some issues with lefties. And look, they got, you know, the Yankee fans are all thinking about the postseason, but they got to win this division. You don't want to end up facing Paxton in that one-game wild card, or who knows, the way the Mariners are playing lately, it's still a chance they could win the division. Then you're going to face Verlander.
Right.
I mean, imagine how scary that would be.
Yeah.
So I think they got to think about winning the division. Hap makes a lot of sense. I mean, Hap or Hamels, they're not going to have to give up a ton for either one of those guys. And other than, you'd like to get a higher level guy, but other than, Syndergaard or DeGrom, I don't know who anybody who's going to really be out there. I mean, and I can't believe there's no shot the Giants are trading Bumgarner.
Right.
I would get that.
Right.
So I think that's what you're looking at if you're the Yankees.
Give me your percentage on a Yankee Met trade. Is it what, 30, 70, 30 it would happen? I mean, or, 30, 70, I should say, the other way around.
DeGrom, I'd say zero.
Right.
Syndergaard, I'd say 10%. I just don't think the ownership, Wilpons or whatever, I think they're afraid of sending him over there, especially DeGrom, and watching him win championships. Syndergaard, maybe just to a little bit lesser extent, but I still think they'd be fearful of it. And plus, they know they can get packages of probably what they would consider equal value from other teams. That's why I just don't see him doing it.
Talking to John Harper. Right, now let's talk about Bryce Harper. Love to see what they – I know they came back from 9-0 last night against the Marlins to win. But, I mean, his team – love to see this team struggling like they are. The Red Sox beat him up over the, over the holiday week here. What's going on with him? He wants to play first base so he could take over for Greg Bird with the Yankees?
He's never going to admit it. But it's just strange. All of a sudden, he's taking ground balls at first base when – he's struggling with his offense. They need him, obviously, they need him desperately to get going. He's hitting .215 or whatever he was as of yesterday. It's been a strange year for him. He's hitting home runs, but that's about it. And, yeah, he takes ground balls, and he's apparently let Davey Martinez know he'd like to play some first base.
Right,
which
right.
is the last thing they need. They have Matt Adams. Zimmerman's on the DL. They got Murphy playing for first base because he can't move after that microfracture knee
right,
surgery.
Right, right.
And some Mark Reynolds as well. They have all kinds of first basemen. So, Martinez kind of shrugged it off, but it is strange. Look, I don't know if, who knows, but it just seems like something that Boris might put in his head. Hey, why don't you go take some ground balls at first base? The Yankees are having some problems at first. Let them know you can play there if you need to. And, yeah, I mean, it just, the way, I know the, you know, you wait, the way Boris thinks, I wouldn't be surprised if he put it up to him. And it was the next day after that that Boris screaming and yelling about shifts and how much they're hurting left-handed hitters, namely Bryce Harper. So he's obviously looking out for his client. He's probably worried about his value falling a little bit for this mega deal everybody's been talking about for years that he's going to get free agents.
Is there any chance that they would ever do anything about the shifts? That Manfred would ever do anything like
you
that?
You know, I think Manfred is really would be all for that. I know he's for it. It would take a lot, I think, to do it. But I think it could happen because I do think Manfred's very concerned that there's not enough action in the game. There's not enough offense, pace of play, and all that. And the shifts do, you know, play into that a little bit because they do. They really have changed the game for left-handed hitters. I mean, I hate to say it, but Boris is right. But at the same time, hey, if you're a left-handed hitter, learn to go the other way a little bit,
right,
too.
Right, sure. I mean,
that's what bothers me. But, I do think there's a chance that they will do something along those lines.
Mm. Unbelievable. All right, before I let you go, how's the golf game, all right?
Well,
I hit myself in the face with a 7-iron yesterday.
I haven't hurt myself lately, Joe,
right.
So are you okay?
Oh, yeah. No, I got a nice lump on my feather. Thank God it was just, you know, I didn't get my eye. It's right below my eye. It looked worse than it was, and I actually, as the blood is coming down, I actually hit a good shot. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, sounds like you're on your game.
I am not on my game at all. I am
doing
not.
Okay physically?
Physically, yeah. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. So. Well, I'm heading in to play some racquetball, so hopefully I can survive that.
Well, you know, you're a lot younger than me. You're a lot younger and a lot better. Look, who's winning? Who's winning the Open? Who's winning in Carnoustie? Who do you like there?
You know, I keep thinking McIlroy is going to turn it on one of these days.
Okay.
He continues to disappoint me. I love the guy, but his game is gone. He's really.
Well, he did win. He did win. At Bay Hill. Arnold's tournament.
Yeah, he disappeared on the Masters the final day.
He did.
I would say...
Not any good at the U.S. Open. Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, but Carnoustie's that's a course that you can... I think Dustin Johnson could overpower. I think... I love Koepka's game, though, too.
Hey, he's another guy that overpowers the courses.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hey, there's a lot of great young players right now. I don't believe Tiger's winning another major, I'll tell you that.
What's that? No. I think he'll win another tournament, but he's not winning a major.
Yeah,
not this year.
Not this year.
Not this year. All right, John. John, it is always a pleasure. You're doing a tremendous job. Keep up the good work, all right?
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Good talking to you.
Tell the people that you're still doing SNY, right?
Yeah. You got to be watching. Come on, Joe.
I do watch occasionally.
We haven't praised the Jets coach in a while, though, so I haven't heard any screaming from you.
Yeah, well, they haven't lost it. They're always great. Let me tell you, the two best months the Jets have are like July and August. Those are their big months, John. All right, John.
All right, Joe. That's
you good. Take care. The great John Harper.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.